I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Maybe the title of The Big Sick could be improved, but everything else conspires to make this romantic comedy a cockeyed classic. It's hilariously hyperverbal, yet wonderfully heartfelt. The lovers, Kumail and Emily, are played brilliantly by the Pakistan-born performer Kumail Nanjiani and Zoe Kazan. He's an aspiring stand-up comic and sometime Uber driver. She's a graduate student and future therapist, and they meet at a comedy club. Nanjiani and his real-life wife, Emily V. Gordon, wrote The Big Sick as a fictionalized version of their romance, which was interrupted when she was beset by a mysterious illness that threatened to kill her. Michael Showalter was the director, and if there's a false note in his work, I missed it. Kumail and Emily play out a love story and subsequent breakup with witty words that can defeat passion. He's the comic, but she's his equal in nervous banter and reflexive self-irony. Kumail is trapped in a classic tale of incomplete assimilation. His love for Emily conflicts with his traditional parents' insistence on an arranged marriage. Emily's illness transforms everything. What was funny is now suddenly and inexplicably a matter of life or death, and everything is transformed again by the arrival of Emily's father, Ray Romano's Terry, and her mother, Holly Hunter's Beth, a pair of cuckoo birds with territorial instincts. They see Kumail only as an ex-boyfriend who's lost his right to have any say in her care. These two were not cut out for parenting or marriage. Beth is a loose cannon on a runaway tank, and Hunter's performance is gorgeous in its ferocity. Terry is bright, even thoughtful, but his mind is linked to his mouth by a kind of slipping transmission. But then everyone talks compulsively, clouds of words that come out funny, but also smart and, best of all, charged with honest feeling. That's the great achievement of the screenplay and of Nanjiani's sweetly soulful presence at the center of the action. As a stand-up comic, Kumail is desperate to please, to break free, to succeed. As a man, his struggle is to stand up to his life, strengthen his spine, and take his place with Emily, however long her life may last. That's a lot for any movie to take on. The Big Sick pulls it off with unquenchable humor and ineffable grace. Another film worth seeing this weekend is Sofia Coppola's Civil War period piece, The Beguiled. Nicole Kidman is the headmistress of a finishing school for girls in rural Virginia. Colin Farrell is a wounded Union soldier who's found in the woods by one of the girls and brought back to the school for treatment of his wounds. What follows is all about sexual repression and curiosity, giving way to jealousy and carnal energy, and finally to gothic horror, and to a new definition of a finishing school. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.